This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. This is Debbie. I know that we're in escrow with our sale and all, and this is a little bit awkward, but I was just wondering if you could tell the buyers that we decided we don't want to include the fence in the backyard with the sale. It's got some sentimental value for us. Hope that won't be a problem.
We got someone new in the audience here, so we got a chuckle out of that one. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Your Local Realtor. I'm here with Talon on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Joining me in the second segment is Action Jack Martin, owner of Action Roofing. He's going to talk a little bit about some new interesting solar roofs that incorporate the shingles themselves and some and new innovative things and tips for your roof and flat roofs. You know, you can get a flat roof. You're not going to change the pitch of your roof to a flat roof, but if you have a flat roof, there's some new membranes out there. Lifetime warranty, not for commercial, but residential. The fourth segment, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly year to date. Also have a look at the active inventory, the median price of the active inventory for the past few years. And Proposition 19, highs for the week. And Motoring with Mark, take you on a little trip that you have missed. Some of the houses that I get to see. Don't know if we'll have time today. Good Andy Griffith show that was about real estate and talking about some issues there. But let's start off with the Proposition 19 highs of the week. I cover three categories in the fourth segment: the new listings, pending, which means they went into escrow, and sold, closed, and this is single-family residences only, just for the multiple listing service in the South County from Carpinteria to Goleta. So Prop 19, high of the week, and new listings. And actually, interesting for these three, there's one from each decade, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s on the year built. The new high for the week, $3.5 million on McLean Lane in Montecito. This is inside Burnham Wood. And I don't know how many of you have had the opportunity to get into the gated community in Burnham Wood, located off of East Valley Road, guard gated, I might add, and a lovely clubhouse golf course. And back in the early 80s, when I got out of school at UCSB, I worked for Savin Corporation and ended up servicing them as an account. And the manager there bought me lunch a couple of times way back in the around 1982-83. So this, for $3.5 million, you can live in Burnham Wood. Association fee, $900. There's a buy-in fee. This is from memory. It's not stated here. I know someone who's a member of Burnham Wood, cost them $50,000. And then if you buy in to the club, you have to, into the house, into the community, you have to up your ante another $50,000 if I'm correct. He told me this story. I don't bank on that. But so, and that's, you know, just cash. So you add that to the price. But this is a nice house. Club membership is required. There, it says that right in the listing. It doesn't list the actual price. But, oh, no, yes, it does. See, in the private remarks, membership fee is $92,000. So my buddy is already a member as a non-live-in fee, so he wouldn't have to pay the $92,000. And the monthly fee, $905. So that's what you get, guard-gated Montecito. Prop 19 high for the week, pending what opened escrow. And this would be for the week ending October 29th, 2010. This listing, asking price $4,950,000 on East Mountain Drive in Montecito, built in 1974. Forgot to mention the first house was built in 1991. 1974, three bedrooms, four and a half baths, 3.25 acres. Usually in Burnham Wood, you get about an acre of land. And this, it's... I'm way wrong on that. Usually, this is 4/10 of an acre, and I think the parcels vary widely in Burnham Wood. So the new listing, Burnham Wood, was on 4/10 of an acre and was about 4,600 square foot house. The high for the week, pending, 3.25 acres, and 4,000 square foot house. And, well, a couple of different figures there. One says approximately 5,000 square feet. Another one says 4,000. For years, when I started in the business in 1988, people would come from out of town and say, so what's the square footage of the house? And we were like, oh, we can't. We don't quote anything like that. We don't quote square footage. And we didn't for years. And then we had more access to the county records, but then there's discrepancies. And it's an issue that you have to be very much aware of and want to double check. And the third category, Prop 19 high for the week, was a sold listings. And again, the details on the three categories will be in the fourth segment in the weekly multiple listing sales update. So this was on San Marcos Road, not the pass. San Marcos Road, which you catch near Tucker's Grove on Cathedral Oaks, is the original San Marcos Road, the old windy road that went up and then eventually hits San Marcos Pass Road. And unfortunately, I did not see this one. I wanted to. It's a 1,200 block of North San Marcos Road. I had just closed a house on the 1,400 block, 8.6 acres, sold for $1,610,000. It had a well that you could tap into, wasn't actively used. It had an ag meter, had no avocado trees, the one that I sold. It closed this year, 2010, and that sold $1,610,000. The house was really needed help, although not an old house, built after the Painted Cape fire. So these folks got well over $1 million more, $2,750,000 versus my sale at $1,610,000. And this house, a much bigger house, 4,000 square feet, built in 84, almost 14 acres, and actually came with a second home as well. It doesn't list the dimensions of the second home, but main house, 4,000 square feet, and then a separate house with two bedrooms, and new pool, barn, ring for off horses. A lot more level land, I imagine, on this one than the one I sold. And so $2,750,000, asking $2,950,000. Interestingly, a couple of weeks ago, had a sale, high of the week, $2,995,000, roughly on Barger Canyon, which was 22 acres. So they got almost $250,000 more, and they had 22 acres, and it was brand new construction, and a brand new guest house and a pool, mostly hillside. More in town, Barger Canyon, off of Foothill Road near La Cumbre Road. So some people might would enjoy being a little more in town there on that one. And but brand new. So in a way, you might think that the Barger Canyon would have sold a little higher. Anyway, that's the Prop 19 highs for the week for new, pending, and sold listings. Now let's take a look at... Let's take a look at the median price for what's active. Everyone's always talking about the median sales price. And it's basically a number that lets you know that half the properties that sold were above that number and half the properties that sold were below that number. It's not the average. The average is usually much higher. The median price allows you to not ignore, but... well, in a sense, ignore the outliers, what they say, the real high listings. And so it just gives you a precise number, and you know, and it tells you that half sold above and half sold below. So we're always talking about the sold median price, but what's active on the market right now, 2010, the active listings, including those in escrow, $1,355,000. Now, for the fun of it, I looked at the active listings and took out those that are in escrow, and it was much higher. And the reason for that is that what's in escrow are more lower-priced properties. So if you take out the listings that are in escrow and just looked at active listings, not in escrow, what's left are higher-priced homes. So the median price went up from the $1,355,000. And interestingly, looking back on the previous... the prior 4 years, $1,355,000 for the active homes, including those in escrow, just lumping them all together, what's active and available and what's in escrow but not yet closed, lump them all together, $1,355,000 is a median. Now, it's low compared to past years. Last year, going backwards, $1,595,000, $1,599,000, $1,695,000, and $1,795,000 for the median active listing. So we also have 751 total listings right now that are active and available and active, but well, not quite active. They're in escrow. Last year at this time, we had 700, so we have more. We have a higher number. In 08, we had 657, so almost 100 more today than 2 years ago. In 07, we had 623. Again, these are the numbers of the active single-family homes, including those that are in escrow. So active more inventory going up since 06. 06, it was, 07, we'll just look at that 07 number, 623, 08, 657, 09, 700, and 2010, 751. So that number continues to go up. And right now, we have 151 listings in escrow. Last year, we had 154. So you go, oh, about the same number. But as a percentage, see, we have a lower percentage because we have more active listings. And that's a little update on the median price of active listings. And we did the Prop 19 highs for the week. We'll do more details in the fourth segment, the weekly multiple listing sales update. If my guest is in the lobby, he'll be joining me in the second segment. Is someone there? No one's there. Well, maybe not. Maybe we'll punt. Jack from Action Roofing, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, the phone number to call in, and you might have to because we might not have a guest, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. We have Motoring with Mark, taking a look at some inventory that I saw, and Today in History, and some new real estate laws. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.